Welcome, welcome. This is Donna Iona Drozda at Wren House Studio, and this is our Creative Energy Report for 2021. It's so great that you're here. I hope you'll listen to this recording now when you pick it up for the first time, and that you'll also make a note in your calendar to listen to it again. I suggest that you listen to it at the spring equinox, at the summer solstice, at the fall equinox, and even again at the winter solstice in 2021 to really glean the opportunities that this new natural year brings to us as we step into the second year of this new decade in 2021. 2020 started this new creative decade for us in a way that none of us could have imagined. And I hope that if you listened to the recording last year, that you gained a little bit of insight. We didn't know when the recording was done in 2019. We had no idea what was going to be coming to meet us in 2020. But the energy of the global year did suggest that we were going to need to learn to pay attention in new ways because there was going to be a lot of suffering and that we were going to be given the opportunity to gain insight and awareness by paying attention, gain insight and awareness to the causes of suffering and the ways in which we can learn to release suffering as we gain more awareness of what causes us to suffer. And of course, we all suffer. It's the human condition to suffer. That's one of the first tenets in the Buddhist teachings, is that life is suffering. But we're not meant to continue to suffer. It would be just too much to deal with. However, 2020 has certainly given us an opportunity to gain a lot of traction around what happens when systems collapse and we don't have the resources available to support us collectively. What we're looking at for 2021 is an opportunity overall, the umbrella of the year, the energy overarching the globe for the entire year, would suggest that it's time to consciously make change happen, be a change maker, be an agent of change. So in our Creative Energy Report for 2021, as usual, and where this is, my goodness, we started doing these reports in 1993 as written reports, and now they're audio, and they give us an opportunity since 1993 to just put our fingers on the pulse of our own creative energy. No one's telling us what to do or how to do it, but by listening to the information regarding the trajectory of the overarching global flow for the coming year, we're in a better position as creatives to consider the direction that we would like to be moving ourselves personally. So I want to begin this year, 2021, and our creative report together. I'd like to begin it by talking about the idea of being a communicator. That really is the way that we change things, is by how we communicate. And of course, we can communicate in a myriad of ways. We can communicate through dance, through song, through instruments, through paint, through poetry, through prose, through essay, through biographies, through fiction, nonfiction, through inventions. There's endless ways in which we can communicate. And so the idea in 2021 is to be open to change the way in which you communicate so that it becomes more expansive, so that it is looked upon as a year of adventure in communication. And I recall when I first began to write longhand into a journal 100 years ago, I remember that the first thing I wrote into a blank notebook was Communication is the most important thing. And yet we stumble and we don't really understand how to stand face to face, eye to eye, heart to heart, and communicate in a way that we can be understood and understand one another. We often bump up against one another. And 2021, following, obviously, the experiences that we've all had in 2020, 2021 is giving us the opportunity to assume that we can see and sense and feel this year as an adventure in which we celebrate change, in which we allow ourselves to make radical adjustments. What an amazing concept for each of us to consider the idea of communicating in a way that allows us to feel expansive and on an adventure and making radical adjustments in our communication skills. Clearly, communication emanates from the throat, and yet it starts down in the gut, because we're generally communicating what our feeling body is emanating. It kind of comes up and gets stuck in our throat until we let it out, communicate it. So one of the things that we can look at in 2021, and we are going to break this down in a few minutes, I'm going to break this down into monthly focus points for the whole year, because it's a pivotal year. It's a pivotal year globally, coming not only just because we've come out of 2020, but because even if 2020 hadn't unfolded in the way that it did, 2021 would still be the year when we get an opportunity to consider ourselves, each of us as creatives, to consider ourselves as a change agent. And what kind of change would we like to make? Rumi, the poet Rumi, has this beautiful phrase in one of his poems that says, "You knock on the door of reality, you shake your wings, you loosen your shoulder, and you open." Don't you just love that kind of, it's almost like an exercise. You knock on the door of reality, tap, 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 knock, knock, knock. You shake your wings. What's the image that you get with that? When you shake your wings, loosen your shoulders, and open. You know, 2020, if you go back and you listen to the audio file of the 2020 Creative Energy Report, the first 5 minutes in the report, without having any awareness of what was coming to meet us in 2020, the first 5 minutes talks about how important it is to pay attention, because something is coming. And as the report unfolds, the report talks about how whatever's coming in 2020 is going to be coming to help us learn that suffering happens, but that we don't have to suffer through our suffering. We can gain insight and awareness and not suffer over our own suffering. It sounds convoluted and paradoxical, and yet it really is a part of our emotional maturity that comes to meet us throughout 2020. And so now, when we get to this wonderful new energy year, we're in this place where we absolutely can stand on an edge, as if we're looking over the Grand Canyon. We're stepping up to, as close to the edge as our personal vertigo quotient allows. We step over to the edge and we look out over the expanse, or we go to the shore and we look out over the ocean, and we just imagine this quality of limitlessness. And when we're considering change, it is the year of change. Communication is the focus. How can we communicate change, and how can we change the way that we communicate as individuals, when we come into contact with one another, when we're considering our relationship with life, and when we consider the idea that there is so much about life that is the mystery, that we'll never know, that we're not supposed to know, that it's not necessary to know, it's the mystery. But when we come into those points of connection, the connection with the self, the connection with others, the connection with greater fields of life, and the connection with the mystery, we realize that in each of those areas, we can definitely entertain, as creatives, entertain the idea of changing the way that we communicate and also being an agent for change regarding our ability to communicate, so that it becomes more expansive, that it becomes more intuitive, that we become more willing to persevere, that we listen, that we hear before we speak. That's such a beautiful triadic exercise, creative exercise for the year. Listen with your inner ears. Hear with your inner ears. And then speak after you have felt what's rising up into your throat from your feeling body, from your gut. Listen, hear, speak. It's a beautiful check and balance on our capacity to communicate clearly. 2021 is a pivotal point in what we call a creative decade. The creative decade that we're currently experiencing extends 4 years behind us and 4 years in front of us. And so we call it end-to-end a creative decade, even though if we round it up, it is 10 years, but it looks like 9 years on a continuum. The first 4 years of the creative decade support us individually and globally, support us in creating a sense of foundation. And yet, how many times have we found in 2020, and our experiences that we can now clearly review, how many times have we found ourselves feeling or sensing or even saying that we have no ground under our feet? That's a beautiful thing. To have that awareness that we have no ground under our feet. That, again, is Buddhism 101. There's never any ground under our feet. It's an illusion to think that we ever know what's going to be happening and that we have continual stability. That's not true. We never know what's going to happen in the next moment. And certainly we have no idea what's going to come to meet us in the 12 months ahead. However, when we look at the overarching energy of the coming year, and we consider the idea that it is a year of being more aware of the ways in which it is possible to make change so that it feels like it's expansive rather than contractive, that it feels like it's an adventure, like an untried venture, like the whole year is going to be an invention of creating a new way of communicating with ourself, with others, with life, and with the mystery that is so much a part of being in the world. And when we allow ourselves to recognize or just play as if it's paints and colors and marks that we can make, and we're going to make a beautiful picture for the year, we start out maybe with no preconceived idea whatsoever, other than that we're going to let, you know, a certain color or a certain way of making a mark create a code system for us so that we can know in shorthand what we're talking to ourselves about. So I want to give us another creative exercise for 2021, in addition to the listen, hear, speak process, creative process. Here's another one that I just feel really, really fits beautifully for the full span of 2021, but certainly from the beginning, January 2021, through the end of September. And that is a three-part, also, exercise that I call HALT, H-A-L-T, HALT, META, M-E-T-T-A, META, HALT, META, and the Bodhicitta Heart. And Bodhicitta is a practice in Buddhism that gives us an opening to empathy, compassion, joy, and the inspiration to recognize that nobody has a life that doesn't have suffering in it. And so our opportunity in bringing in the Bodhicitta heart is that we don't add to the suffering. We actually have the ability to practice HALT and META, and that expands our Bodhicitta heart. So let's go through HALT and let's go through META as a practice for being change makers, agents of change, and communicators throughout the coming year, 2021. HALT is a practice that I learned by working with groups in recovery. HALT is used in the 12-step programs as an acronym for never get too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired. It's a really beautiful practice for 2021 because it is a year of making change. And if we're too hungry or too angry or too lonely or too tired, it becomes impossible for us to actively engage in communicating what is in our gut, what we are truly feeling. So we want to never get too hungry, never get too angry, never get too lonely, never get too tired as we go through this particular year. It's a good overall practice. It's never out of date, but it really deserves a spotlight in 2021. Sometimes we're hungry and it isn't for food. So when we say never get too hungry, we want to stop and ask ourselves and perhaps open up our journal or get out a blank sheet of paper and actually write down when there's a gnawing in our belly, what am I hungry for? And oftentimes, maybe we could even say usually, you know, we could eat 3 to 10 raw almonds and the hunger would go away, but there's still a gnawing because we're hungry for something that isn't food-related. We're hungry for, perhaps, for the next step in our ability to communicate. Maybe we're hungry for expansive experiences. Perhaps we are hungry for untried ventures. Maybe we are really feeling a gnawing because it's time to make a radical adjustment. The overarching energy of 2021 is change. And can we communicate change to ourselves, to others as needed and necessary and appropriate, to life itself? We can talk to the trees, we can talk to the birds, we can walk down a path and really communicate to life itself what we are willing to be change agents in regards to. And what do we need to communicate in terms of recognizing the mystery of life? So hunger can gnaw at us because it is time, and it is appropriate, and it is imperative that we expand, that we celebrate the adventure of life, that we open to untried ventures, take a risk. A radical adjustment may need to be made so that we can develop into the next phase of our own creative power. When we think about halt and we get to never get too angry, I've got my perennial story about anger, and it isn't that we need to, quote-unquote, get rid of anger, but one of my teachers reminds oftentimes that we want to turn anger into action. So the idea of never get too angry, for me, translates into something that you can pick up a pencil right now, and or in your mind, you can just envision writing down the word endanger. And we know that the planet is endangered right now. All living things on the planet are endangered right now. And so when we write the word endanger on a piece of paper or we visualize it, the next step we want is to push a little space between the D and the A of the word in danger, and what we see then on the paper or in our mind's eye, we see two words. We see end anger. And the mantra that arrived for me many, many years ago before I traveled to a very dangerous part of the world by myself, the mantra that came up for me is, we are each and all endangered until we end anger. Now, you may or may not resonate with that, but that was something that came for me creatively. And what we're doing here is not about me suggesting to anybody else what might work for them, for you, but to just take in the information if this feels like a fit for you in any way, that 2021 is naturally, globally creating an atmosphere where we're each given an opportunity to be agents of change, where we are each able to consider being a change maker, and that the change naturally connects to the way that we communicate. And we can communicate first with ourselves, then with others, then with life, and then with the mystery of life, each in turn, and it all begins with how we currently feel. So we want to put up a stop sign from time to time and say, halt. Never get too hungry. And the hunger usually isn't not even for food. It's for something that we yearn for. Something that would create an expansion in our life rather than a doubling down contraction. So halt. What am I hungry for? And never get too angry. Turn the anger into action, because we are each and all endangered until we end anger, or unless we end anger. And that doesn't mean that we deny anger. It's mean I'm angry. What kind of action can I take that would be expansive, that would be supportive of my adventure, that would give me a feeling of taking a risk around an untried venture that would help me make a radical adjustment in my process, 2021 being a creative individual on the planet, my process of being a change maker, an agent for change. It's exciting. It's exciting. When we get to halt, H-A-L, L, never get too lonely. And hasn't 2020 given us an opportunity to really look that quality of loneliness into the eye and seeing loneliness manifesting around the globe in the way that we've each and every one of us had to step away from our normal engagements and spend much more time disengaged than engaged. Unless we are, of course, on the front line as essential workers, which sets up a whole nother kind of loneliness. So never get too lonely. And this, in this instance, we might want to become detectives around the difference between being alone and being lonely, and being in solitary confinement as opposed to being in elective solitude, and how creatives work with the idea of alone time, and how nothing really happens unless we have the capacity to step away from time to time and be with the communication with our deepest self, our deepest heart's longing, our deepest yearning. And that's where the adventure rises up and we begin to reach to another level of expansion. So that something begins to gnaw, get us hungry in our heart. We might get angry for where we feel stuck, and we might begin to feel isolated, i.e. lonely, and we can shapeshift. 2021, the overarching energy around the globe is make change, be change agents, be change makers, communicate new, expansive ideas, new ways of adventuring into untried ventures and making radical adjustments as collective humanity. Each and every one of us, 7 billion souls on the planet, is unique and individual, and each of us has the capacity to communicate. And so when we get to the last letter in the acronym HALT, never get too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired, never get too tired, is a really powerful aspect of the creative process at all times. And yet, again, in 2021, we're getting an opportunity to really think about what energizes me, what makes me feel alive. What gives me a sense of connection to the vitality and the life force that I was born to experience, that I was born to express, that I was born to create through and with, and that I was born to contribute? Where is that vitality? So if I'm tired, in Zen the saying is, when hungry, eat. When tired, sleep. You know, it's just follow the pattern that happens to be your individual pattern. But keep this practice of HALT as part of your toolkit for 2021, and you'll find that at different times throughout the year, and especially if you practice it right now, make a note of it. Maybe make a little post-it note, H-A-L-T, HALT, and you'll know what it means. Never get too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired. And what a beautiful power tool that can become in this year of change and change again. Because we do not want to burn out. We don't want to exhaust ourselves. And we don't want to feel as if we have to figure everything out. We don't have to figure anything out other than that we have a love for creating, and that our own way of creating is our primary, most loved way of communicating. And that in 2021, the energy for the year globally is saying, can we each find a way to contribute to the expansion, the development, the adventure, the untried venture, and the radical adjustments required to make change happen on the planet without getting too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired. The next part of our three-part practice for 2021 is Metta, M-E-T-T-A, also referred to as loving kindness. how beautiful it is to imagine that it's possible, following 2020, the first year in the new calendar decade, the fourth year in the current global creative decade, how beautiful it is that we can look back at 2020 and say, you know, I'm carrying forward what I gained from the experience of 2020. And wouldn't it be amazing for some of us, many of us, globally, to create a tipping point where we realize that loving kindness is really as important as food, that we're really hungry, we're really lonely, we're really exhausted, and even irritable because of the seeming empty space where loving kindness could flow in to any situation, any circumstance, any relationship, any challenge, and to every opportunity. So metta, loving kindness meditation, has four parts to it. And you can think of these four parts as something that you can take on at your own pace. In other words, it's nobody else's business how you practice metta, loving kindness meditation. But it's very, I could say important. I don't know what's important for anybody else, but it feels important to have a sense of where and when and how you yourself personally, I myself personally, where we each can interject loving kindness into the situation, the circumstance, the relationship, the challenge, and the opportunity. How we can communicate loving kindness in this adventure year, in this untried venture year, in this year of change, being a change agent and being a change maker. How much loving kindness can we each bring as a part of the expansiveness of this pivotal year, this turnkey year of 2021? So here are the four parts of metta. And again, these can be taken at your own pace. But the first, there's four rounds, we could say. And I actually have taken it upon myself after giving talks on metta for over, for about two decades now. I've been giving talks on metta, loving kindness meditation. It's an opportunity to find your own rhythm. And so I'll give you the four, and then maybe I'll add in the fifth that I've discovered over time. So let's just take a moment, if it's possible for you right now as you're listening to this this recording, if it's possible for you to sit quietly, and if it's safe for you to close your eyes, you might want to take in these first three rounds of metta with your eyes closed, and then I'll introduce the fourth round before we go into it. The first round of metta is we just sit quietly and focus on our breath. Breathe down into the heart and just visualize the heart space as being open. As you say to yourself, may I be at peace. May my heart remain open. May I awaken to the light of my own true nature. May I be healed. May I be a source of healing for all beings. That's the first round of metta, and it's a gift that you give to yourself. And no matter how often metta is practiced, loving kindness meditation, no matter how many times you practice it, and you can do this when you're out for a walk. May I be at peace. May my heart remain open. May I awaken to the light of my own true nature. May I be healed. May I be a source of healing for all beings. You can do this anytime, anywhere, to yourself, giving it as a gift, a communication gift to yourself. It creates change. It opens the heart. It's expansive. It's an adventure every time. It's like, yeah, oh, that just feels so yummy. It's like nourishment. It's nurturing. That's the first round. Metta, loving kindness, meditation, a gift to yourself. The second round of metta, you give to someone that you care about. You send it out as energy from you to them. In your meditation, in your walking, in your washing the dishes, in your gardening, in your sitting quietly gazing out at your favorite tree, you bring into your heart someone that you care deeply for, someone that you love. They don't have to love you back. They may be living. They may no longer be in their physical body. None of that matters. You're sending loving kindness, metta, to someone that you love. So sitting quietly, you communicate, may you be at peace. May your heart remain open. May you awaken to the light of your own true nature. May you be healed. May you be a source of healing for all beings. And you just feel that go out on the airwaves, just like a beautiful song, riding the flow of the airwaves to reach the person that you're sending it to their heart. Whether they're on good terms with you or not good terms with you at this moment in time, you're communicating loving kindness, metta, to them. Silently, quietly, energetically, this is a creative energy report, just sending the energy out into the world to that person, knowing that it is going to find them. The third step in the metta meditation is where we sit quietly or take a walk or while we're gardening or washing the dishes or gazing at our favorite tree, we consider the neutrals in our life. And the neutrals are defined as people that we don't know but are in the world around us. The fellow running by the front window on the sidewalk, the car at the light at the intersection beside us, the bank teller, the grocery clerk, the person on the soapbox on the street corner, the neutrals in our life, people we don't know, but who we can certainly turn our attention toward, and we can send them loving kindness. We can send them metta. We can communicate loving kindness and metta in this beautiful year, where globally the energetic field that surrounds us from a creative energy standpoint is that of being a change maker, being an agent of change, communicating change in the way that we talk to ourselves, the way that we talk to others, the way that we connect to life and to the mysteries, the unknowns. So now we consider the neutrals. And we can pick one neutral. We can be sitting in our car at the traffic light and the car beside us, we don't have to look at the car beside us. We can just send metta to the driver in the car beside us. May you be at peace. May your heart remain open. May you awaken to the light of your own true nature. May you be healed. May you be a source of healing for all beings. The light turns green, you all go forward, everything is looking the same, but everything is different. You've been a change maker. You've been an agent for change. And what you've done is you've changed the atmosphere within yourself, within that other, whether they're conscious of it or not. They've received a gift. They've received loving kindness from you. They've received metta. It becomes so much fun. It's like, you know, these people we see from time to time on YouTube or, you know, on other social media that hold up the sign, free hugs, you know, and people come gather around and maybe they're shy and they're just not going to do it. They're not going to walk up and get a hug. And of course, now it's not possible with social distancing to go up and give and receive hugs. But this is like an energetic hug and we can send it out. First to ourselves, then to those we care deeply for, and then to neutrals. Those are the first three stages of metta. The fourth stage becomes a little bit more, we could say sticky or tricky. And you never, ever, ever need to do the fourth stage unless and until you feel that you're able, that you're ready, that you freely choose to. Because the fourth step in metta is to send loving kindness to perceived enemies. And we don't want to be condescending and we don't want to be patronizing. We want to be a change agent. We want to be enlisting our creative energy in 2021 in ways that are expansive, that are adventurous, that create radical adjustments, and that allow us to develop a relationship with untried ventures. So we take it on, you know, if we choose to, we take on the fourth step, which is sending loving kindness to perceived enemies. Now, years and years and years and years ago, I was on the board of a group called Physicians and Artists for Nuclear Disarmament. Physicians and Artists for Nuclear Disarmament. And as a group of doctors and artists, we would get together and we would address this vitally important issue. How can we be a force for peaceful nuclear disarmament around the planet? And, you know, we had to do trainings and we watched a lot of different films. And one of the films I'll never forget was a documentary. I think it might have actually been titled Images of the Enemy. Don't hold me to it because it was a long while ago and I don't really know. But it was a documentary and it taught us that from the United States point of view, there is always an adversary. There's always an enemy. Our government always keeps us apprised of who is the bad guy, who's on the wrong side. And without needing to justify that stance, we can definitely, each of us, we can document that we're taught. We're taught that some people are friends and some people are enemies. There's always an image of an enemy is the idea here. And so in the fourth step of metta, we take this on only when we feel that we want to and that we might feel prepared to, from a reality standpoint, that as a change agent, as a change maker, we're willing to send our creative energy out into the world and address what we might think of as an adversary or an enemy. It might be a political enemy. It might be a business enemy. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just somebody that gets under our skin. Somebody gets our goat. It might be somebody that we live with. I mean, who knows? It happens, you know? So this year, the overarching energy that's giving us a creative trajectory is be a change maker, be an agent of change, be willing to create radical adjustments in order to develop a sense of expansiveness to see the adventure of life as cause for celebration. Listen, hear before speaking. Halt, Never get too hungry for whatever's gnawing in your gut that wants your attention, your creative attention. Never get too angry. Turn your anger into action. Never get too lonely. Look at the difference between being alone and being in a state of creative solitude. Find some models for people who like look at just like Nelson Mandela, you know, 29 years in prison, and he created an entire movement. Gandhi, imprisoned repeatedly. You know, those are extreme indicators, but you could look up vision questing, and you could just see how from time to time it's useful to go on a retreat, a solitary retreat, so that we can really listen and hear and be communicated to from the deeper parts of ourselves. So the fourth round of metta and the idea of sending loving kindness to our perceived enemies is an advanced practice, but one in which, you know, the world is ready for. the world is really ready for the eagle eye view, where we pull our way up over the planet and we don't see boundaries and territories and different states and different countries. We see the planet, this very beautiful, very finite jewel of resources floating through space that needs every single able-bodied individual to step up and be an agent for change. So here we are. If we have the wherewithal at any point in any time to consider somebody that is on the opposite side of the aisle, we can close our eyes. We can take a deep breath. And from a place of genuine loving compassion and kindness, we can send out silently metta. May you be at peace. May your heart remain open. May you awaken to the light of your own true nature. May you be healed. May you be a source of healing for all beings. So there's our four rounds of metta. Metta following halt. Halt following the idea of all year long taking on the practice of listening, hearing before we speak. What these practices do is they open up our ability to be in a disposition where we recognize that everything depends upon our individual ability to negate negativity this year. Negate negativity. Just really notice. So I want to go through some of the key words that create a downward pull or a negative polarity to everything that we've spoken about thus far, because up until right now we've been looking at ways to be expansive, to develop a sense of adjustment, radical adjustment around the adventure of developing our creative energy so that it moves out into the world after we've listened, after we've heard. Then we connect, we communicate, whether it's through dance or throwing pots or writing essays or poetry or, you know, political opinion pieces. It doesn't matter the way that we're expressing the self. It's that this year it's really going to be empowering for self, others, life, and the mystery, if we can negate negativity. So the energy of this year has a downward trajectory also. It really wants to, as we said in 2020, the energy of 2020 was going to want to grab us by the ankles and hold us down to the earth. And didn't it, though? So in 2021, what we want to be aware of is the energy is very pivotal. As you know, I've used that word several times now, that this is a pivotal year within the context of the greater creative decade. The creative decade has been 4 years before now, and it will be 4 years after now, and this is the turnkey year, 2021. So when we're out of alignment with the energy that the year offers us in terms of radical expansive change and new ways of thinking and new ways of being in the world, when we're out of alignment with that, here's some of the ways in which the energy can manifest. These are really useful to be aware of, to be able to identify within ourselves, within others, in life in general, and to certainly notice how these energies manifest, rise up out of the mystery, almost like a tsunami, almost like a tidal wave that wants to just inundate us and, you know, kind of wash us off the earth. Big energies, but let's look at some of the keywords that connect with the downward pull of the overarching energy of 2021. I have a short list here, and you might be able to add to some of them by taking any one of these keywords and going to your thesaurus and seeing what you discover, or just investigating any one of these words on your own and seeing where each of these terms takes you. So if we're out of alignment with the energy that 2021 is bringing, we might experience obsessive, compulsive tendencies, discontent, exhaustion, overwhelm, self-loathing, crisis, defeat, nervousness, confusion, resistance, accidents, hurt, narcissism, assault, and addiction. And any one of these keywords can become addictive. We can become addicted to our self-loathing, to our obsessive compulsive nature, to our confusion, to our crisis patterns, to our negativity. We can become addicted to any one of these qualities. And so we want to be aware of them, because they can't stay. Once we identify them, kind of bust them and say, you know, you may not enter here. I've had enough of this. I can say from my own experience that in gaining more awareness about this particular creative energy and what it brings, that is the creative energy that wants us to be expansive, that wants us to have an adventure, a celebration of developing untried ventures, taking risks that allow us to make radical adjustments for good. When we can't step up and engage that energy, we experience the opposite of it. We fall into, not all, but some of these negatized qualities, as in obsessive compulsive behaviors, addictive behaviors, discontent, a feeling of defeat or confusion or nervousness or resistance, getting into accidents, being hurt constantly, feeling assaulted and overwhelmed. Any of these can take us down. So the idea in 2021 is we want to be aware of these qualities on the opposite end of the spectrum of communicating our highest best good, our metta, our loving kindness, our ability to halt. We want to look at these energies and we want to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Here comes that self-loathing part of me again. Well, self-loathing, what do you want from me? You know, let's sit down and let's have a conversation. I really want to learn more about you. Discontent. What part of my life is creating this sense of overriding discontent? Let me sit down and find out, why am I feeling so discontent? What's the source of it? And generally speaking, we're going to find that any one of these patterns isn't new. It isn't just today. We might have first experienced it, you know, a long, long, long time ago. And something today is triggering that response of feeling defeated or nervous or confused or exhausted or assaulted. We might even hire people to come into our lives to give us these experiences without us realizing that we're doing it. And so 2021 gives us an opportunity, a really fantastic opportunity to push the pause button and to find a way to quiet ourselves down. I'm going to reach for something here that is just coming to me intuitively, and I'm going to share with you, I hope I will be able to find this. I'm going to share with you something that's just my creative energy coming in at this moment, saying, take that book off the shelf. It is called The Sage's Tao Te Ching by William Martin, and turn to the verse number 5 and share it. And so here it is. And you might want to just take a moment and sit quietly and close your eyes and take this in. It's like a poetic descriptor of the possibility for 2021. It goes on so beautiful that this goes with what we just did a moment ago, metta. So just kind of be with this and see what it feels like for you. Our heart has expanded with compassion. As we grow in age, we grow also in acceptance. We see shades of gray instead of black and white. We become slow to condemn and quick to forgive. We do not rant and rave. We do not complain and gripe. Our heart has expanded with compassion and is open to all people. Bitterness and cynicism abound, but you do not have to partake. Think of an individual or organization whose actions have upset you. Write them a letter thanking them for the benefits they provide and encouraging them in the difficult work they do. Tell them you understand how difficult it is to satisfy everyone. Notice how such an action will make you feel. Our heart has expanded with compassion. So, in talking about the negative aspects, the negative pole on the 2021 year continuum of creative energy, we looked at the energies of self-loathing, obsessiveness, compulsiveness, overwhelm, discontent, exhaustion, crisis, defeat, confusion, nervousness, resistance, accident, hurt, assault, addiction, negativity. And what came as an intuitive share was, reach for that book and open that chapter that goes along, that correlates with the energy of 2021, and read that chapter, that verse, from The Sage's Tao Te Ching, and that's what just came from Our Heart Has Expanded with Compassion. So you might take that with you and see how that sifts through when you're sensing into the downward turn of the energies that are also circulating the globe right now. There's a lot of these downward turn energies, a lot of confusion, a lot of nervousness, a lot of anxiety, a lot of self-loathing and obsessive compulsive behaviors. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of assault, a lot of overwhelm, a lot of resistance, a lot of confusion, a lot of crisis. A crisis is chaos, chaotic, and if you've engaged in our work here at Wren House and with the It's About Time courses. The most recent course we offered was the 10 stages in the creation process. And the first stage in the creation process is chaos. And you might want to, you know, investigate those 10 stages on your own at some point. Chaos opens us to asking, who am I being? Discovering the reality of our own situation and identifying our personal strengths, which leads to us encountering stories in our own life where we can find specific details about what got us here, what got us here to today, to 2021. That allowed us to develop ourselves and to align or realign with our a positive awareness of how it is our opportunity and our responsibility to grow up, to continue to grow up like a beautiful undulating vine, like Jack's beanstalk spiraling upward, so that we gain more and more experience about how to deal with our problems directly and creatively. And the exciting, exciting part about 2021, the fifth year in our current creative decade, is that it gives us an opportunity to push the pause button whenever we choose to get still, to halt, to ask ourselves if we're too hungry, too angry, too lonely, too tired in the way that our previously outlined practice allows us to connect with, to give ourselves the gift of metta, and to also discover a symbol in the moment, currently, of who am I being? Who am I right now? And what would I like to be? And what hinders me? And what will overcome the hindrance? And to do that also as a practice and see what we discover. And one of the examples that we gave in our recent course is that a symbol of who I am might be an acorn. And we might pick an acorn up off the ground and we might hold it in the palm of our hand and go, what a beautiful symbol this is, an acorn. Inside this acorn is an oak tree. It's so beautiful, I think I'll sit it on my windowsill so I can look at this beautiful seed. The seed of the greatness of an oak tree. And it's wonderful to have that oak, that acorn sitting on the windowsill, maybe sitting in a beautiful little bowl or on a tray, and we look at it, we go, oh, it's such a beautiful symbol for who I am. I'm like an acorn. And yet, what I'd like to be is that oak tree, that beautiful flourishing oak tree with my roots sinking deep into the ground and my crown creating shade and food and beauty and environmental wonder for anyone who passes by. But I can never be the oak tree if I remain the acorn. What hinders me? Well, I got to push that acorn down into the earth, into the dark, into the unknown. And then the conditions have to be exactly right. Temperature and moisture, light and night and day. Everything has to come together. And then the really hard work of what will overcome the hindrance is that that shell of the acorn has to split open, unseen by any eyes, anywhere, at any time. There's a breaking open, and then a root goes down into the earth. And only after the root goes down into the earth can the shell of the acorn break away completely so the sprout can reach up and break through into the light. It's a very intense and beautiful process. But using the symbol of who I am, what I'd like to be, what hinders me, and what will overcome the hindrance becomes another four-step creative process that we can engage in and enlist as we move through these 10 steps of the creation process. The eighth step in the creative process, let me review them. The first is chaos. The first step in the creative process is we recognize that things are chaotic. There's a crisis, and it's time to explore our individual, my own. I have to explore my confused state. I don't want to project it out onto you. I want to understand, what is my confused state? Where's my nervousness coming from? What's my discontent? What is my obsessive compulsive behavior? Where do I feel exhausted or assaulted or defeated or hurt? Where am I accident prone? Where am I addicted? Where am I loathing myself and in a state of overwhelm? All those are forms of chaos. So we want to explore our confused state and give it a name. Say, I am feeling, fill in the blank, and get familiar. Only so then we can discover, well, who would I like to be? And we want to discover, stage two in the creative 10 steps of the creation process, who am I being, and discover the reality of my situation. I am being confused, but I would prefer to identify a strength so that I can gain clarity. Step three is I encounter specific detailed stories of what got me here. I've succeeded. I've succeeded. I've succeeded day after day after day. I've been able to breathe. I've been able to move to the best of my ability and keep going forward. Step three, I encounter the specific detailed stories of my own, what I would call my own success. That allows me to step into stage four of the 10 stages of the creation process. Stage four is the developing self. I realign with my positive awareness. I'm here to expand, to meet new people and do new things and create new services and collaborate and celebrate and see life as an adventure and recognize that there are so many untried ventures, so many things to invent, so many ways that I can develop and assume that I can make a radical adjustment day after day and grow myself, which takes me to step five in the 10 steps or stages of the creation process. I can look at my experience. I can deal with my problems, my addictions, my exhaustion, my discontent, my obsessive compulsive behaviors, my resistance, my negativity, my nervousness, my overwhelm. I can deal with my problems directly and creatively. By step six, I can use my imagination. Isn't it beautiful how this keeps circling us back around? Circling us back around. All of 2021 is asking us to imagine being a change agent, a change maker, to define a new sense of self. I can do this. I can be this. And we do that by creating a symbol for ourselves. The acorn is the one that we used a moment ago, which gives us a sense of a new territory. Step eight in the 10 steps, stages of the creation process is to explore new territory, to break out of old worn patterns, and to create a new form. A form that lets us flow. Flow gently downstream instead of struggling and resisting and being mired in the negativity of our confusion. So step nine brings us into, in the 10 steps of the creation process that are so useful any year, any time of our life. So step nine in the 10 stages of the creation process is communication, which again circles us back around to the beginning of our wonderful creative energy report for 2021. We're here to sharpen our ability to connect with respect to our communication skills, to our ability to create and to express our experience through collaboration with one another by first learning how to connect and create and collaborate with ourself. And that takes us to the final step and to the end of our exploration of the year itself. We'll move into the months in just a moment. But the year itself and the 10 steps and stages bring us ever and always, constantly and continually, to the idea of eternity. All the creation stories, all the myths, all the fairy tales give us an open-ended expansion the story always brings us back around to the beginning. And how did the adventure begin? And where did the adventure lead? The adventure leads to assimilating chaos, to find out who we're being, to encounter ways to develop ourselves based on our experiences, so that we can imagine a new form of being in the world and create a symbol that gives us a sense of who we are and how we can communicate the ability to be here in the present moment, taking charge of creating our life, creating communication, having creation skills to be a change agent and a change maker with joy and expectation, with a sense of expansiveness and self-love, metta. May I be at peace. May my heart remain open. May I awaken to the light of my own true nature. May I be healed. May I be a source of healing for all beings. May I be peaceful. So, I look forward to you emailing me and letting me know how this lands for you, or making a comment where you're finding this audio and sharing, how this opens the door for you. You knock on the door of reality, you shake your wings, you loosen your shoulders, and you open to the year ahead. And you listen to this information, if it speaks to you at all, listen to it again at the spring equinox, and at the summer solstice, and at the fall equinox, and again at the winter solstice. So you take this information and this energy, creative energy report, with you through the entire year in your own way, in the only way that you can, so that the information that you bring forward through your experience gets expressed creatively, and we are part of this bigger collaboration of untried ventures and developing a sense of good in the world. Okay, so let's look at the months of 2021, and we're going to just go through them very quickly. I'm going to give you a couple keywords for each of the months of 2021, starting with January. The energy of January in this year of change asks us to balance our heart with the hearts of others. The energy of February asks us to have a vision of how we, as individuals, might change our communication. The energy of March asks us to have a sense of authenticity, that we are actually the authors of our own experience, and that we can author the experience of having balanced relationships in our year, in our whole year. They're not all going to be 100%, obviously, but we make that an opportunity through being with that idea throughout the month of March. In April, we open to saying yes. I like to remind myself with this one that I say yes until the universe says no. I don't decide I can't or I won't. I say, well, let me see. I listen. I hear. I feel into my gut reaction before I communicate. And I often communicate first on paper with myself. Longhand, pen to paper. The energy of May is enlivening. Make a note of it. The energy of May globally wants us to reboot, to really reconnect with our sense of being alive, alive. Oh, what an extraordinary gift it is to be alive, to be breathing, to be moving, to be able to hear or see with our inner ears and our inner eyes, and then creatively communicate what comes to meet us. The energy of June is the energy of looking for silver linings. You might want to come around again, especially since it will be the summer solstice in June, and review the information of HALT and METTA, and how it opens up the bodhicitta heart, the bodhicitta heart of loving compassion and joy. You might want to then consider how an eagle sees the world from above, high, high above, or how we even see the world when we're traveling in an aircraft where we don't see boundaries. We just see the beautiful curvature of the land, and we recognize we all live together on this planet. So can we find a way to rise above our differences, especially this year, to a place of expansiveness, untried ventures, greater good, developing a sense of assuming the best for each and every one of us. When we get to July, we want to think about refreshing our own sense of self-expression, how we identify with our ability to experience, express, create, and communicate, collaborate, and contribute our creativity. In August, it's time to consider how we build our true power through taking responsibility for our self-expression, how we work from our heart. And when we work from our heart, things do tend to open out. We do tend to shake our wings and loosen our shoulders and open, like Rumi gives us in his poem. In September, the energy of the year, that of being a change agent and a change maker, comes home to roost, we might say, and we're going to all get an opportunity to see how we have made changes and to also continue to look at ways to release addictive, obsessive, compulsive anxiety patterns. Not to judge them, not to try to get rid of them, but to recognize them, to name them, to sit down at the table with them, to open our journal and to interview them and ask them, why are you here? When did you first come? Why are you here right now? And such like and so forth. In October, we get an opportunity in 2021 to practice the idea of unconditional love. Again, it really kind of circles us back around to metta, but the idea of unconditional love for ourselves, for others, for life, and for the mystery. And at this point, we want to add in that the mystery can also be looked upon as, we can take the word mystery and just kind of shape-shift it into my story. In other words, my story will always be a mystery. I will never actually know in advance what's going to be coming to meet me on my path, but I can have a sense of unconditional love for myself and for my experiences, the way that I express them. My own sense of self-expression is my creativity, and it's also my contribution. It changes, it morphs. It evolves, it develops. So in October of 2021, we're all gifted with a month, 31 days, to really sense into the idea of experiencing and expressing unconditional love, which is very similar to metta. In November, we're beginning to bridge the energy over into the new year of 2022, and in metta, we imagine being on a vision quest to discover new levels of self-love, new ways of being a change agent, new ways of contributing as a change maker, and it might be very different by the end of 2021 than we could have ever imagined as we listen for the first time here at the beginning of 2021. Things will be very different, but have we been aligned with the beautiful, expansive idea of knocking on the door of reality, shaking our wings, maybe rising up and getting that eagle's view, loosening our shoulders and opening. This is where I'd say, you know, Google some GoPro cam images of a camera on that is attached to an eagle as an eagle flies high above the earth. Just go look at some of those videos on YouTube and really get that feeling of sensing into what an extraordinary experience it is to be on the planet at this time when we're all completely aware now, if not all, but you know, many of us are really aware of what a small jewel this is floating in space. And we're just like a cell in the body of the universe. And are we healthy as a change agent, as a maker of change? When we get to December of 2021, we're back at this wonderful, beautiful, cyclical quality of being the recognizing that you are the author of your story. I am the author of my story. One day I might see it as a tragedy. One day I might see it as a comedy. One day I might see it as a romantic comedy. I mean, it just goes on and on. One day I might see it as, you know, the end of the world. And one day I might see it as the beginning of all possibility. So in December of 2021, as a bridging energy into the new year, I look forward to seeing you on our 2022 Creative Energy Report as the time comes back around. Come back over here and seek it out, because it'll be here. If I'm here, it'll be here. And in 2021 December, just look at how you are authoring the mystery of your story, how you're the author, the writer, that you're making the script, you're the producer, you're the director, you're the actor, you're acting as if. And isn't that an exciting and expansive and extraordinarily creative place to stand as a creative change maker, as an agent of change in 2021 with whatever your creative gifts, skills, and capabilities bring into your life? You are here to share them in your environment through your behaviors, through your capabilities, as you explore your values and your beliefs, and constantly, like a telescope, constantly outpicture a bigger sense of your identity, your reality, and constantly keeping your fingers on the pulse of the vision that you hold for yourself at this time as an agent of change. Even if you've never thought of yourself that way ever before, this is the year, 2021. This is the year to imagine, to hold a vision of a fondest dream that you can research, that you can take action on, that you can evolve, that you can reflect back upon, that you can share, that you can be grateful for, that can spiral you up into 2022 as you live and breathe and enjoy and confront the challenges that the coming year will bring that none of us can see sitting here today. I send you much love. This is Donna Iona Drozd at Wren House Studio. This is our Creative Energy Report for 2021. And it's not a crystal ball. It's looking at the energies that are here visiting us. And it's just a glimpse of what we might be able to use in our creative toolkit in the 12 moon months ahead, 13 moon months ahead. And certainly you can stay tuned with our blog and the offerings that we bring seasonally following the circadian rhythms of the year. We offer online opportunities to engage our creative energy, whatever your creative energy is, dancer, musician, poet, author, painter, potter, whatever you bring to the world, inventor, citizen scientist, gardener, you're creative, and you can apply what we offer in your own way through your own experience. Talk to you soon.